Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Folks, this program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 5, both of the Pittsburgh area, and we support. We really appreciate their support. Before we get started today, just want to remind everybody that the second annual Labor Radio Dinner in the Pittsburgh area for the Union Edge is March 24th. It's starting at 6 and dinner's at 7. It's a catered Yinzer dinner for those of you in the Pittsburgh area. You know exactly what that is. Open beer, wine, live music from the American Federation of Musicians 60-471. Tour of the studio, get to meet the ladies. We're going to have 8x10 glossies available for, not of me, of the ladies. Really? Come on. What do you think? So it's lots of fun. Find out more. Get a hold of us at the Union Edge, and we appreciate that very much. Tables are still available, but don't wait long. And with that said, getting back to some more serious business, our friends from PASNAP are on the line with us, Angela Napolitano. Angela, welcome back to the Union Edge.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Now, you are out on the line, and it's the kind of thing where not only are you standing up for your customers, your clients, i.e. the patients in the hospital, but my goodness, everybody's coming out to support.
It's been amazing, the support we've gotten from the community. The firefighters every morning drop us off coffee and donuts. Community members have, local people have just dropped off donuts and bagels and so much food that we, you know, sodas, and it's amazing. Even our docs inside have been dropping off food for us. They miss us.
First of all, you know, I mean, I was a first responder. I was a cop. I get it. I understand. My mother was a nurse. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, it's kind of hard on a kid not knowing if mom's coming home after her shift or she's coming home at midnight, you know. But
correct.
you guys are in the midst of a dogfight over staffing levels. Why are staffing levels so important to the patients? What does it do for, I'll be honest, survivability?
Well, it's just a fact. It's all the studies that have shown that the more nurses you have per patient saves lives. There's multiple studies. I don't have them in front of me right now, but that says one more nurse will save 9% of lives, 15% in the ICUs. There's hundreds of studies that show that. And with this profit company coming in to us, they have just taken those numbers and said, too bad. We don't care. We care about our bottom line. And that's the hardest part for all of us.
You know,
we don't care about their bottom line. We care about our patients.
You know, God bless you for that. You know, really? Really?
Yeah.
You know, I would think, I don't know, but I would think that if my hospital said, you know what, we're going to staff to what is recommended by the best and the brightest in the industry, based on what is good for patients and patient care. We don't want to be a wealthy hospital. We want to be a hospital that's good for the patients. And if you staff to that level, I would think that my insurance company would really appreciate that.
I would think so also, but they don't really care about the patients in that hospital like we do. Like I said before, we're a senior nursing staff. Most of us have been here at this hospital for over 20 years, with the longest member being here 45 years. I myself have been here 36 years. I've had my whole career at this hospital, and in the last 5 years, I've seen it go down, and we knew when Prospect was going to buy us, a profit company, looking at their record throughout the country, we have seen how poorly their hospitals have been rated, and we didn't want it to happen here into our community, because we love our community, we love our hospital, we love each other.
Yeah,
and
now you said that, you know, other locals are coming out in support, the community is coming out in support. What's the patient base saying?
We've had visitors coming out and telling us that, you know, they had been patients prior to this strike and now a lockout. We struck for 2 days and now they've locked us out for 3 days to punish us for striking, in my belief. And they're like, oh my goodness, the care in there is so bad. And we're like, come back after the lockout because we want the business, obviously. We don't want you to be sick, but please.
Come back. Stop by. We'll have a party. Okay.
Yeah. Come back. And they're like, we miss you. So patients are coming out. Patients are waving us at the windows. It's just really, really bad for them in there. And we feel sorry for them. But Prospect did this. The Prophet did this, not the nurses.
Right.
And the technical staff.
Okay, let me ask you this. How are they handling the floors?
They're obviously, they're staffing them pretty well. Unfortunately, they're staffing them with people from out of state, from California and Georgia and Texas, that don't know our system and don't know what's going on.
Oh. So, in other words, right now, they're not used to the system. The care can't be where it should be. Okay.
Correct.
I'm not going to get into that.
The managers in there, but they don't know what we do either, to be honest with you. They just tell us, hurry up, you know, do more. They don't know exactly what we do to take care of our patients every day. They don't.
Angela, let me ask you this. What is it the community can do to support you today on the line, tomorrow on the line, but more importantly, what can they do to support you long term? What is it you would like them to do?
I would love them to write letters to Patrick Gavin, the CEO of Crozier Keystone Medical Center, to tell them how disappointed he is of his lack of support to the nurses and technical staff in this hospital that they have been coming to. And frankly, I know some of my patients because they come back frequently. I would love them to call him. We would like them to call Prospect, that they will not take this, that this is not going to happen in their community. They didn't realize that we were Delco Strong, which is Delaware County Strong, and that every single person needs to call Patrick Gavin and tell him that this will not be tolerated by the community.
You know, being the bright and intelligent guy that I am, you know, I want to stay in good favor with all my medical types because, you know, I know, God forbid, one day I'm probably going to need you. So here's what I'm going to say.
Everybody does one day.
Yeah. What's the telephone number to call?
Contact us at 1-800-254-3258. And ask for Pat Gavin.
There you go. And let me read this back. 1-800-254-3258.
Correct.
1-800-254-3258. We're going to put that up when we post the podcast on this. And I'm going to say this, Mr. Gavin, if you want to come on this program and have a conversation, I am willing to have a conversation with you, sir. And I promise you, you will be treated with respect and dignity. But we're going to get to the bottom of this. And I'm sorry, profits before patients does not get it. Because it's not me, it's not you, it is everybody in the community. And God forbid we go into that hospital and we need... You got me started here. Telephone number one more time is 1-800-254-3258. If you're in the community and you care, give them a call. Let them know. Be nice, be polite, be professional, be respectful. But give him a call and let him know that he can make what we believe is a better decision. Listen, Angela, we got to get going. We appreciate it. One more time, I'm going to give out that telephone number, 1-800-254-3258. And why should they call?
To tell them that they're not going to accept unsafe staffing in the hospital.
There you go.
And that they support their nurses and technical staff.
And we got your back. Good luck. God bless you. Let us know what we can do to help. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are always most welcome.
Again, Charlie.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.